Hey guys, this is Chris with a great tip from our sponsor. If you are looking for a great way to monitor or protect your AdWords campaigns, Jason and I recommend Brand Verity. It's kind of like a smoke alarm for your PPC. Brand Verity works like this. When other advertisers bid on your keywords, or they use your brand name in their ad copy, or they hijack your ads, Brand Verity helps protect your most valuable PPC traffic by giving detailed reports and alerts that show you who's advertising on your most important keywords and what they're saying. Right now, Brand Verity is offering paid search podcast listeners a free month of monitoring. Just go to brandverity.com/podcast. That's brandverity.com/podcast to try it out.
Everybody, welcome back to episode number 47 of the Paid Search Podcast. Here with my co-host, playing no games today, Chris. Chris, how's it going?
It's a serious day. We got some serious stuff to talk about, and I'm excited to share our knowledge and experience on AdWords. I mean, we're just jumping right into it. It's serious stuff.
Jumping in, diving in the deep end. Chris, this week had a strategy call with the client.
Oh, wow.
And we basically ended the call with me saying, look, bro, just let Michael Jordan be Michael Jordan. That's all you got to do.
I know exactly what you mean. Yep.
Unfortunately, on the pod, we can't just say let Michael Jordan be Michael Jordan and hang up. So we got to dive deep into these topics. So let's explain how we become Michael Jordan. And Chris, today, last episode today and probably the next episode, we're going over three of the most confusing topics in Google AdWords. Three of the topics that we get the most questions about. Last week we did common questions about bidding. And today we're doing common questions about my favorite thing, money, budgets. Common questions you and I get about budgets. And Chris, would you say that budgets is one of the most common things you get asked about?
Yeah, because everybody's like, I don't think I'm spending enough, or, should I spend more? Can we cut the budget down? It's always back and forth. And yeah, it's always confusing. You know, nobody knows if they're hitting that magic number. And I think there'll be some eyes opened about, what our thoughts on budgets and proper spending is all about. And maybe people can probably guess if they've listened enough.
So first question, Chris, I run a moving company. I want to get about 20 leads a day and 5 jobs a day. My $700 budget a month, is that going to be enough?
Well, George, I don't really have a way to answer that, George, because the important part here is we have to establish what's important and what your goals are. Any budget can work. I've said that a lot of times. And I'm committed I've told many clients, I'm committed to saying and sticking to the fact that any budget works in AdWords.
So do you have a minimum, Chris, that you'll work with?
You know, I set standards. I try to set standards.
Yep.
And I found over the years, those standards just get violated. And I find myself today, managing budgets that are just a lot bigger than I ever thought I would manage, and managing budgets that are a lot smaller. And in the end, I've had to prove that any budget works in AdWords. And I mean, I've had clients this right now. I'm managing a client that spends $100 a month, and it does a little bit for them, and they're happy with it, and I'm happy with it, and it works.
Right. Well, I personally like to start with $1,000 or more a month, because I like people to feel a nice jump start to their business when they get on AdWords. But I do get pushback sometimes, so a lot of people don't want to spend $1,000 a month, even though in a business it's not that much. If you break it down per day, it can just be 30 to 50 bucks a day, but that's usually my starting point if someone wants to go low. But I, like you, I do dip lower than that. So,
yeah.
It's a good thing about AdWords. I think we're going to talk a lot about budget today, Chris, but the thing everyone has to keep in mind, which people seem to have a problem understanding because of other advertising networks out there or platforms, AdWords is flexible.
Yeah.
All this talk about budget, whatever you decide, you can switch it literally in a second. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the best features about AdWords is how flexible the budget is. There's no ad buys or anything like that. It's whatever you want it to be at any time.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing is you can build this mammoth campaign, right? You know, like you can have 15 of them, and right. All it takes is just quickly changing the budget, and you can take a $10,000 a month campaign and push it down to a campaign that only spends $500 a month, and Google will still run those 15 mammoth campaigns of thousands of dollars at a small $500 a month budget. It's just Google makes those changes in how the keywords and ads are delivered. But in the end, it can be the exact same campaign. You can build a mammoth campaign for $500 and it'll still work. I mean, that is true flexibility. I mean, it's amazing that systems can still work like that.
Right, right. It's a great thing. So, Chris, let's get into the first common question here we get is, I'm new to AdWords. How do I even choose my budget? I have a unique take on this, but what is your advice to clients when they ask you, I don't know. I look to you, Chris. What should my budget be?
I always cheap out on this one because I just go for the feels. You know, I just say whatever you feel. I say the word feel a lot. You know, whatever you feel.
Today like, you said the word feel and violated multiple times. And I don't know if the mics were hot before we started the intro today, but we were talking about some off the grid, out of bounds stuff that had to do with feeling violation. So,
right. The news, the happenings, on topic, Chris. Back happenings on topic. In the news. Gosh. Anyway, people are going to wonder. Hey,
but the good news, if we weren't recording, Chris, the CIA was.
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah. Apparently. Yeah. They got me on my webcam. Yeah, they heard it on my webcam. So. We're talking about the news. Let's just clarify. This is all above board type of stuff. Anyway, there's, what was the question?
You feel it out. You go to the feels.
Feels, thank you.
Whatever that means. This is a business podcast, and you're literally telling.
I know. Go with the feels. We're professionals here. What are we talking about? Okay. So basically, whatever you're comfortable with, that's what I tell the client. You know, if you feel like you can easily, spend $1,000 and worst case scenario, get nothing out of it, other than just traffic coming to your site, no leads, nothing to show for it other than just, you got good traffic, but nothing happened, and you can spend $1,000 on it and walk away, then okay, great, let's do that. That's, that's usually what I go for.
I kind of am in the same park in terms of putting it back on them. I tell them this is not an AdWords question. This is your business question. So what can you set aside in your business to invest in a marketing budget? And then I also hit home that it's okay to start small because you can always grow your budget at any time as soon as you feel AdWords is working. Most of the time, honestly, Chris, they circle back around and still make it an AdWords question, want advice from me.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the same old, okay, you're a small business, you need leads. I try to start people in the $1,000 to $3,000 a month range. That seems to be, $30 to $100 a day. That's a daily amount people are comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's usually where most of my small business campaigns start out as. But again, it's honestly, it's more of a business question. But if you're asking the AdWords guys, we're going to tell you probably, $1,000 to $3,000 start.
Yeah.
Relatively small to medium, and you can always scale up.
I mean, Jason, I'm sure you agree that the vast majority of my clients fit in that window. I mean, what's sad is a lot of people like to follow what other people are doing. And in the end, the majority of people from what I've seen fit in that $1,000 to $3,000 window.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong. You start there, and Chris, like me, you probably have a ton of clients that just stay at that level and they're comfortable with it. Yeah. And then you probably have a ton of clients where they go, whoa. my phone is ringing. Like, these leads are warm. I'm going to take budget from TV. I'm going to take budget from print. And they slowly move more of their marketing budget over to AdWords. And do you see budgets grow over time like I do?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yep. Yeah. I mean, so the hardest part is convincing them that, you know, it's worth the investment to go further and further. Sometimes they get kind of asleep at the wheel and they think, oh, business is good. You know, I happen to just be having a good year and I have to convince them that, listen, their AdWords right. is working here. Don't just think that this is the president didn't help you here. You know, this is not thanks Trump. You know, this is
right. It's not a macro thing. It's micro. You made a business decision to get in front of people who are looking for exactly what you offer. Guess what? It's working.
You're talking to them. You're talking to them.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the other side of things, you've been spending budget on AdWords, and you have two important questions. Am I spending too much, or should I spend more? Am I spending too little? Basically. So let's explore these. I just had these conversations with some clients just the other day, and I think this is a very relevant question, always on the top of people's mind. Here's how I approach the question of, am I spending too much? And it's exact opposite of what we just talked about. When I have data in my hand, it is not about the way that someone feels about right. their campaign. You don't say, I would like to feel more. I would like to spend more. I feel like, you know, things are going well. No, hold it. This should be about metrics and qualified information to make this decision. If you have a product, look at your total conversion value. Look at your ROI, basically,
right.
To know, am I in the black? You know, if you're in the red and you're going to spend more money, I mean, you better have a plan and a strategy and a cutoff time for this. You don't just make these decisions and and without some type of exit plan on this. You know, you don't do it over and over each month.
This is not a hard one. This one is answered for you if you're able to track all conversions, and if you have a good lifetime value for those conversions. Because all you do is you compare your conversion value, how much money you're bringing in terms of revenue from AdWords versus how much it costs. And if you're profitable, you're not spending too much. Now, if you don't like your cost per conversion, you can lower your bids, and that might lower your budget. Or if you want to even, you know, if you do like your cost per conversion, you can spend more. But I agree with you, Chris. Am I spending too much? Just look at how many conversions you're bringing in. And if you are bringing in a profitable amount, then no, you're not spending too much. Everything's working fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And to briefly talk for the other, you know, other companies that are doing services, it's not quite as simple as just looking at how many products you sold. Are you black? Are you in the black? Or are you in the red? You're going to have to do a little more, you know, magic estimating, with the numbers.
Yeah.
And estimating these numbers, because you're going to need to look at how much is a typical sale. What percentage of closing do I have? You know, take all these factors that you're a business owner, you know how to do this stuff, and put a number to how much you've gotten over the months, years that you've been doing AdWords, and try and make a decision. How much value do I think AdWords has brought? If you can't answer those questions, start getting your sales guys or whoever's answering the phone to immediately start asking the question when the person calls, how'd you hear about us?
Yeah. How many leads or conversions are you getting? What percent of those leads or conversions do you close into new business? What is the initial value you get on that first time you service the customer? And then what's the lifetime value you get in terms of repeat business from them? And then also just referral business when they refer you to other people. It's hard to put hard numbers on things like that, the referral and lifetime value. But as a business owner, you should know that. And one thing that's tough, Chris, is even the salespeople, they ask their people who call in, hey, how'd you hear about us? And whether someone did an organic search or saw an ad, they're going to say Google.
Yeah.
That's a pitfall to be aware of. And you kind of have to just try to put systems in place where you're able to tell who's coming to your site from AdWords versus organic. Chris, there's a lot of there's CallRail out there right now, mm-hmm. and you can see if it's a paid click or an organic click, and then you can actually tie a new customer back to that call. Mm-hmm. So that's one way people out there are doing it, and they're able to tell really who came from AdWords and then who that person is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to a recorded call just yesterday, and the person asked, you know, how'd you hear about us? And the person said, I was just doing a search on Google, right? That's right. Completely impossible to understand whether it was organic or paid. But because I have a call tracking system set up, I'm able to say, nope, he was not just doing a search. He clicked on a paid ad.
Right.
And I know where that person came from.
Chris, what would you say to the small business person out there where we don't have call rail, we don't have tracking in place? I've asked my intake person to ask people where the leads are coming from, but they're half, can't say that word anymore, but they're not up to speed with it, and they just won't do it. So I don't have all this fancy tracking in place. I don't know how many people a customer is referring in their lifetime value and all that. Am I spending too much? For me, Chris, I would tell them, well, is your revenue up since you started advertising on AdWords? If it is, okay, good. And then are you still making a profit? You are, okay, good. Well, you've added AdWords. It's increased your revenue. You're still making profit. We're probably okay with our AdWords budget.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. If you don't have that data, I would be wary about increasing budget significantly. You know, it's small increases, little bumps here, you know, broadening things out here and there. Okay. But
Or measure it. You know, if you're at 1,000 a month, go to 1,500 and see if your revenue the next month.
Be cautious.
Yeah. And measure. Try to measure everything you can.
If you're going to increase, at least from that point on, start measuring. You know, if you're not doing it now and you want to increase, at least start putting some points in place that can get you that information.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about the other side of things. Can I spend more? Right. I probably get this more from people. People, you know, like what they get. They like the results that they're seeing, and they want to spend more. So they start saying, you know, like, well, how can I, you know, I'm spending $1,000. How can I spend $2,000? You know, I want more of this. And what I typically say is, you know, first, like we just talked about, we won't go into that again, but if ROI is positive, then yes. Okay. I like to, you know, to say if the fact is that you are getting good results, then okay, let's go with it. So the next question to that is, how can I spend more? Right.
Right.
And I know, Jason, you have some specific thoughts on how you like to accomplish that with your clients.
Yeah. So the first way I spend more budget for clients is I raise the budget. As magical as that sounds, Chris, there's a metric you can add on the campaign page called search impression share lost due to budget. And this tells you how much for the times your ads run and the keywords you target, how many impressions are you missing out on because your budget limits you? And if that number is 20%, then what Google's telling you is, hey, you're missing out on 20% of impressions just because your budget's below a certain point. So what that tells me is, oh, okay, I can raise the budget by 20% and get the same quality traffic, just 20% more of it. That's my first move, Chris, is just checking search impression share lost due to budget and then seeing for the same times and same keywords I'm targeting in same location, how much more can I simply just increase the budget and get the exact same quality traffic? So step to increase the budget is check your search impression share loss due to budget and increase the budget accordingly.
That's probably the best situation to be in. If you like what you're getting and you have lost impression share due to budget, bump that budget up and, you know, let the good times roll with what you're getting already. That's a good situation to be in.
Yep.
What if they are at a very high search impression share with nothing lost due to budget? Where do you go from there?
I turn on Display Network and I advertise on mobile apps.
No.
Just kidding. No. Our audience, Chris, you know, they're getting educated and they love that tip, by the way, the AdSense for mobilesapp.com.
I
get questions about that all the time. So
yes.
Kidding everybody, if we can't spend any more just simply due to lost search impression share, then Chris, I have to look at a few options here. My first option I'm looking at is the location. Are we targeting just a certain part of a metro? Could we go a little bit wider? And yes, people are going to be a little bit farther away from your office, but it's still where you service business. So can we go a little wider with the location? And when you go wider with the location, you can show up on more searches. You can spend more budget. Same thing, Chris, with the time of the week. Are we only running Monday through Friday, 8 to 5? Could we run after hours and on the weekends? And even if we're not going to get phone calls, can people fill out a lead form or bookmark our site and then call us when we're open again? Can we increase the time that gives us more impressions to show up on and we can spend more budget? Another thing we can do, Chris, is say we're in position 2, 3, or 4 and we have a really good cost per conversion, but we still have room to raise our cost per conversion a little bit and still be profitable. Let's get more aggressive with the bids. Let's show up higher, get more clicks, higher click-through rate. That's going to spend the same budget faster. And then since the cost per click's up a little bit but still profitable, we can increase the budget and get more clicks that way. At this point, Chris, there's nothing else I can do to keep the traffic pretty much the same as it was before. And our only options are to go broader with our keywords, you know, make broad match modified keywords a little bit less modified, or just target pure broad match, or start looking at the display network, keyword contextual marketing or remarketing. But the broader keywords in the display, that's going to be a really different set of traffic compared to that first group that you're used to. So, Chris, I'm looking for any way I can, location, time, increasing bids, just raising the budget, anything I can do to get the same or almost the same quality traffic, just more of it. And then beyond that point, you got to look at broader keywords or the display network.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the part that I always get nervous with, because people say, I had a client just yesterday tell me, well, Chris, what I'd like to do is, you know, instead of going after these bottom of the funnel, ready to buy stuff, I'd like to jump up, you know, 5 levels on the funnel and go after people who, for, you know, let's say he's a plumber that say my toilet doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing searches like my toilet doesn't work. Whoa. There's so many things wrong with that search. I mean, I don't know what their
implication is. They wanted to go so high up in the funnel. They're Googling, chili dogs and Frito pies, because they know at some point people Googling that are going to need a toilet work done.
Right. I mean, you might as well go that far, because I get really worried. But that's, you know, they think that we can catch these people, you know, before — this is a genius idea — we can catch these people before they even have a problem, that, you know, they realize they need a plumber. And here's what happens. Managers out there, I know you're listening. If you have clients that push this, Here's what you do, and people that are managing their own campaign, if you want to be responsible, here's what you do. You take this genius idea that you have, and you put these test keywords in its own campaign and control the spending. Do not put these keywords in the campaign that has a big budget, you know, that you have a controlled quality of traffic in. Don't throw those my toilet is broke keywords in your money making campaign. Keep them separate, keep them controlled, and you'll know quickly if how the traffic compares from one to the other.
Yeah, it's like JV and varsity. Keep your varsity team in its own campaign, the one that's working, and then keep your JV team in a new campaign where you can limit the budget and test things out and then also look at results. Chris, another thing that comes to mind is if you're going to target those broader keywords like toilet or toilet, my toilet's broken or whatever, maybe start off with a search remarketing list and target a remarketing list on search like you've done in the past.
Yeah. Good point.
And then if people are talking about higher funnel, Chris, I mean, that's what the display network's for. So there's always a display network. And then one thing that comes to mind, which people just don't seem to think of, is a lot of businesses we work with, Chris, they have their core bread and butter service, but then they offer other services. And maybe they came to their AdWords manager just to offer their main service first. But if you like the way AdWords is working and you want to expand the budget and you're kind of tapped out on that first service, you can always advertise different service lines, even if they're a little bit less profitable.
Yeah, good point. So, Yeah, it's usually some secondary services that people offer. So,
hey, Chris, just so everyone knows, you can really get a lot done with expanding location, expanding time, and increasing bids, and even going slightly broader on keywords. I've rarely run into the problem where someone is just tapped out, and they there's no more way to spend budget. Because, like, someone who's starting at $1,000 to $3,000 a month, very rarely are we going to go all the way up to $8,000, $10,000, $12,000. And I just don't run into the problem a lot where people are tapped out.
Yeah.
Because there is if you work with a lot of B2C, there's a lot of volume out there.
Well, there's, you know, the only reason I find that people are tapped out is because their own restrictions, self-imposed restrictions.
The niche is kind of smaller.
Yeah, they say, okay, I want you to do this, but I only want 15-mile radius around me because everybody outside of 15 miles is not going to be interested. And they assume, they forget that most people travel more than 15 miles to go to their job. And where do they spend, you know, the majority of their waking hours during the week? Where do you think they're searching for? It's not right. That 15-mile radius. So, I mean, they put these self-imposed restrictions on themselves, and they forget that, you know, do you work 15 miles from your home? You know, a lot of people, I know here in Houston, people commute. I mean, people drive, and they drive all day. And they're not searching from their same zip code. These self-imposed restrictions end up hurting because they're not willing to go outside of what they think their audience is. Anyway, let's wrap this up with one last thing that we talk about that I get a lot of people asking me, you know, especially, you know, before I start managing a campaign, they have a lot of questions. Why am I not spending my budget? And I want to make an analogy here. I think I said the wrong.
An analogy has a like or an as.
Like, okay.
A metaphor is a comparison without a like or an as. Jason went to private school.
Oh, Jason. Yes. Thank you.
I learned that in fourth grade and I never forgot it.
So, why am I not spending my budget? Okay. And I want to make a connection here between your budget and your bids. Okay. Let's say that your daily budget, let's say that your AdWords account is a car, okay? And your daily budget is the fuel that you put in your car, okay? And the bids are how you push the gas, okay? If you find that you're not spending your budget...
You go to private school, Chris?
Yeah. No. I went to a small little public school. Let's stay on topic here. Professional.
I'm trying, Chris. Okay.
Drink your coffee.
The daily budget is the fuel you put in your car.
Put in your car. And the bids are the way that you push the gas, okay? So if you find that you're not spending your budget, it's going to be one of these two problems. You are either your budget your bids are not pushing the gas, so it's not moving the car because you don't have the bids to make the campaign go.
Okay.
Or if you find that you have really high bids but you're just, you know, you're not really spending much money, it's because your budget's too low. You need to increase your budget. But there's a relationship there that a lot of people don't get. They don't understand. They just keep bumping up the budget and thinking that it's going to spend more. It's never going to happen. You have to make sure that your bids, your lost impression share due to your bids or your rank is a factor in how fast your budget can spend. You're never going to go through your budget any faster if you don't slam on that gas, and you do that by increasing your bids.
So, Chris, you're saying that one of the reasons people don't spend their budget is they need to look past the budget and look at what they're bidding.
Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, that's one way. Why am I not spending my budget? Your bids are too low to even get enough clicks to spend your budget. Another thing I would say, Chris, is sometimes people aren't targeting enough keywords, or they have their keywords way too restricted. Maybe only exact match. So, Chris, final couple things here. One people don't know about is you can run a shared budget, and you can put multiple campaigns under a shared budget. And I like to do that when I have a lot of campaigns going sometimes, but they're all still kind of have the same goal. I also like to do that, Chris, if I'm running multiple locations and I'm not really sure how much I can spend in each location. I set the budget as a shared budget over multiple campaigns with different locations in each. And then I start gathering data and I start looking at that search impression share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then I guess we'll say one last thing here. This is just a side note about something I get concerns about when it comes to budget. Billing and budget. Billing is when Google charges you for your budget. Budget is how much you decide you want to spend on AdWords, and billing is how much AdWords decides to charge you for all those clicks when it happens. So to be clear, Google charges your card based on a cost accrued threshold, or if you have not met that threshold in a 30-day time period, they then charge you when that 30-day cycle hits. So whichever one of those comes first. Okay, so billing versus budget. Billing is how much you're charged. Budget is how much you're willing to spend on AdWords.
Right, and the way the billing works, Chris, is when you start off a campaign, a new account, they'll charge you every $50 worth of accrued clicks. Every time you accrue $50 worth of clicks, they'll just ding your credit card. As time goes on and they get more history with your account, I think they up it to $500 after a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And that's where most accounts sit. And there is an option for the big guys out there. You can do invoicing with Google if you don't want to see all those $500 charges. But I think the level on that is multiple ten thousands of dollars a month you have to be spending. So, and by the way, Chris, Google does not miss on their charges on their credit card. I get questions every now and then of, why did Google charge me? They charge me double. No, they don't miss on that. So
No. It's a pretty straightforward system. Everything else is confusing, but that is pretty straightforward. You have debt, Google charges you for it. Yep. That's how they make their money.
Chris, good episode here on budgets. Answered a lot of budget questions.
Yeah.
To the listeners out there, we appreciate you budgeting some of your time for the Paid Search Podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to go out on that. So we will be back. We appreciate the feedback we got about interviews. We've been getting some recommendations, and we've been lining up some prospects to interview for you guys and get some other people's take on Google AdWords. So we'll be back with those in the coming weeks, and we've got some good topics coming up. So we will be back every Monday, next Monday, with episode 48 of the Paid Search Podcast, and we thank you guys for listening. And you can contact the show and find all the old episodes at paidsearchpodcast.com. Thanks so much.